In 2000, learner's logbooks and three-year provisional licenses were introduced. Paul Rees recounts how the graduated licensing scheme works.
Essentially, the principle is that restrictions are placed on novice drivers. Those restrictions are gradually eased as they build up experience, and the sort of restrictions we're talking about are alcohol and speed and demerit points and the vehicles they can drive and towing trails and a whole range of other things. And as the driver progresses through the licensing system, we slowly ease those restrictions. We made some really major reforms in 2007. First of all, the 50 hours learner logbook was increased to 120 hours. We introduced zero tolerance on speeding. Any speeding offence by a red P driver results in licence suspension. We introduced a total ban on the use of mobile phones. And we also introduced a passenger restriction. Any provisional driver under the age of 25 can only carry one passenger under the age of 21 between the hours of 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. Our scheme is highly regarded worldwide. It's one of the best schemes in the world. And all the indications are is that it's working very, very well in reducing novice driver crashes.
So when you look at the graduated licensing scheme overall, how effective in respect of road safety has it proven to be?
We're certainly keeping a watching brief on it and conducting an ongoing evaluation, but the initial figures that we have has shown a 35% reduction in provisional P1 crashes as compared to figures prior to 2007.
Major changes have also been made to motorcycle licensing. What were some of the milestones?
Well, I still think the major milestone was introducing compulsory rider training in the early 90s, and that was progressively rolled out across the state to the point where now 90% of rider licence applicants undergo compulsory rider training before getting their licence. I think also the Learner Approved Motorcycle Scheme, which was introduced in 2002, was a major milestone. And I also think a major milestone was reached only a couple of weeks ago on the 1st of June when we introduced the graduated licensing system for motorcycle riders.
Of all penalties, the one that drivers most fear is the loss of license through the demerit point system. Ray Taylor.
Demerit points are an interesting process. They're all based on the research that says, out of all of the sanctions that you can place on a driver, the one that they value most is their licence. And the one that they don't want to lose is lose the licence. It's the right to drive. And so the notion of demerit points is to threaten the potential loss of licence and therefore control behaviour through that form of deterrence. And so gradually all states have identified that they need to have a demerit point system. It works better if people are informed regularly about where they are in the demerit point cycle. And from time to time, all states have had a letter that goes to various people, says you've got 10 points, you watch it, Charlie, you'll be in trouble. It's a twin-edged sword. We found that if you take a demerit points system to the edge, and you therefore force a lot of drivers into losing their license, you run the risk that you'll get a lot of unlicensed driving. And you don't want a lot of unlicensed driving because research has also shown that unlicensed drivers are associated with an elevated crash risk. So you've got to be careful about how you do it.